Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It shouldn't bug me, but it does. Kind of like Pidge's Potbelly story that he didn't get the job at Potbelly. And however many years later, he's still upset about it. Things my bully said to me 20 plus years ago shouldn't still bother me, but it does.
Some of those things are just hard to let go.
They are. A thing that bugs me that it shouldn't is when people say, fine. I find that very passive aggressive and it annoys me. I agree.
Yeah, fine. I'm just fine.
Oh, this one hits my soul. Vegans. I'm now a vegan. However, I think it's just my high cholesterol trying to keep me from eating healthy.
That will do it.
It shouldn't bug me, but it does when toilet paper is installed backward.
That
pull it from
me.
The front, not the back.
I will. It's somebody's home. I will flip it. And I hope that that's okay. But I think somebody installed it wrong.
I don't think you have the right to do that.
I do.
I don't think you should do it, but okay.
I do.
There's something wrong with you if you put it on backwards.
Thank
outside
you.
Of people with cats, I've heard, because the cats can pull it.
Yeah, you're right.
Still,
I've heard
I have
that.
Cats and they've never done that. It really bugs me when people yawn without covering their mouth. I don't want to see your nostrils. Agreed. It really bothers me when someone scratches fabric like their jeans or tablecloth. It makes my skin crawl. It probably shouldn't, but it does bother me. I do that to my wife all the time because I always have like really bad like cuticles. So it kind of snags. Oh. So I sit and rub my wife's jeans and she's like, can you please stop doing that? People that lean their seats back on airplanes. I'm sorry. I paid for that ticket too. If I want to be comfortable, I'm going to be comfortable. Travel hats and sweatpants at the airport.
Travel hats?
I don't know what a travel hat is. Do you?
I don't either, but it sounds like they're into it.
Maybe it's like when you buy a sombrero in Mexico and you don't want to put it in your suitcase because
you'll ruin it.
Right.
Ruins the shape of it.
Finding plastic in literally every trash can at work. I work at a medical grade plastics place. We have an environmental statement and policy that everyone is aware of and supposed to follow. So this means we separate all of the wasted scrap plastic, and most of it gets reused in our vehicles, in our electronics, and so on.
Oh, geez.
Something that bothers me more than it should. The sound of animals like cats and dogs licking. Instantly irritating.
Yes. No. I'm telling you,
it's the cat one where they have the one long leg sticking out in the back. And they just like lick it slowly as making eye contact with you. They know what they're doing. It's weird.
So I'm going to start the show with you guys every day. One arm out, slowly licking my arm.
Only if it's your leg. That's more impressive.
Yeah, if you can do that.
I'm really flexible.
Oh, God. He licked his
knee. Ew. Sick.